Welcome home. We are WNSG, AM 1570 Taos in Baltimore. If I talk funny, it's because I've got nuts and cookies and almonds and pistachios and little pine nuts stuck in my teeth because we're at the deepest squallies. I'm eating cookies. I'm celebrating the holidays. I'm with dear friends. Max Weiss is here. She's the editor-in-chief of all things Baltimore Magazine. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs to give away. I'm getting to the candy canes. My bag will smell like peppermint by the time I get to Costas next week. We're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA. Maybe John Waters will come by. Maybe, please, John, come see me. We'll do the show from the bathroom. And then on Monday, the 22nd, I'm going to work all these cookies off. I'm going to Planet Fitness, and we're getting ready for 2026 with one of our sponsors in a new location in Timonium. I'm going to sit in the rejuvenation bed and get a water massage and pretend that I'm lifting weights and getting tough.
Ooh, sounds nice.
Well, I'm eating a lot. It's the holidays. I had a colonoscopy, and it was like, GBMC, thank you. Helped save my life. And you know, but I've been really hungry. So the last 2 weeks, I just keep eating. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but I'm like a machine at this point. And I was at Fadley's on Wednesday doing the show.
Right.
1 o'clock. I had Matt Gallagher. I had Torben Green from St. Francis Community Center on. And it was like you and me right now. We're BS. I haven't looked at my phone since you've been here, literally, right? You're tethered. You're like the editor-in-chief. I haven't looked at my phone.
I had to look up The 12 Monkeys, which was the name of the film that was driving me crazy before that
phone.
I couldn't think of. I had
already,
to do it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Ravens agreed a 3-year, $40 million extension with defensive tackle Travis Jones.
Okay.
Breaking news. This happened 11:40. This happened 20
wow.
minutes ago. So this is a WNST tech service. This was a great thing to have. If you have it, yesterday at 1:04, I was having a crab cake, and I looked down. It says, Orioles agreed a 5-year, $155 million deal.
How about that?
With former Mets first baseman Pete Alonso.
Yes.
Brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Thank you, Billy.
What was your reaction to that?
They spent some money. Ain't my money.
Yeah.
Ain't my money.
Right. But this
better baseball team. Ain't my money.
What is the last big free agent we
Tejada.
Spent? Right.
Tejada.
I mean, think about that.
2003.
I mean,
Tejada.
So this was an important thing. You know, it said finally we're getting what we were hoping for. With Rubenstein, that he's willing to put his money where his mouth is.
By the way, Arrighetti's the one that's really running the place, but you can look into that.
But the money.
Arrighetti's money's pretty good, too, apparently.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it was just, I mean, I hate to say it, I don't dislike the Mets, you know, the Mets are fine, but there was
and you're in New York.
So many Mets tears. I mean, the Mets fans are just beside themselves.
Did you see
And it was so rare for it to be the Orioles who come out on the winning side of one of these, because normally we're the ones crying because our favorite player got picked up by some other team or we thought we were in the running for something, but it did. I mean, to get that text, now I don't sign up for, you know, the
New York Post headline.
You got a bereave on the cover of the New York. I mean, and look.
1969, my daddy got even with you.
I feel sorry for the Mets fans.
Take that, Ron Swoboda.
The Schadenfreude is real. Like, come on. This is. But here's my question to you, and I'm glad that we're, you know, having this conversation with you. What does this mean for Adley Rutschman? Because I feel like this. Here's why. Okay, we signed Samuel Bassello to a long-term.
Bassello
to a long-term deal.
He's not a catcher.
He's not a catcher?
No.
So you think, what is he then?
He'll be the first baseman.
Then what's Pete Alonso going to be?
The first baseman.
So we're going to have two first basemen?
Pete Alonso will be the DH by the time he's 20 or 34.
So you think there's a world where we're going to keep Bassello?
I do this professionally. So
that's why I asked
Luke
you.
And I went last night at this.
I defer.
So.
I defer to you.
First things first. The fact that someone picked us goes back to Rod Woodson and Shannon Sharp and Tony Sir, guys wanting to play here and be here, which opened the door.
Yeah.
No one has wanted to play here.
That's right.
And the line that Angelos' people would use, we were in on him, we were in on Teixeira, we were in on Schwarber. And that's why when Luke and I talked late into the evening on Wednesday, his takeaway was, well, they said they were in on Schwarber. We've been hearing in on for 20 years. In on.
Right.
And finishing second is, you might as well finish 22nd. It doesn't matter. So the Schwarber thing, when it didn't happen, the next day that they spend this money, don't know if it's great money. I don't know that first basemen are going to age well. I mean, we had Chris Davis, like, you know, but it ain't my money. And does it make the team better this year, right here, right now? It does. Does it sell tickets? No. Does it sell full confidence? No. Does it help their pitching? No.
Wait, you don't think it sells tickets? I think there's going to be a lot of enthusiasm around the Orioles next year. And we'll see. You know, you have to win to.
Enthusiasm is different than my credit card. I'm enthusiastic about them right now. They ain't getting my money. And they'll get my money on SeatGeek on a Tuesday night in April when the tickets are $14 and they're playing the Mets or whatever. You know, like,
if you were on the fence about, you know, am I going to renew my season tickets to the Orioles and then they sign a Pete Alonso.
Yeah, you're a foot further from doing it. Right. I would agree.
Yeah.
It's a tour, not an away. Listen, I'm not against this deal. I'm against anything that makes him competitive. But you're asking about the catching and the first baseman and
yes,
the money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ryan Mountcastle's the guy out now, and Kobe Mayo.
Wait.
There'll be no at-bats for them, right?
Okay, right.
So Mountcastle they gave an $8 million deal to, but they're only on the hook for 20% of it in some way. So there are going to be more deals. They need to get a pitcher. They
right.
either get a pitcher through a deal or through free agency. They spent a lot of money. They dealt their future pitcher away
Grayson
for
Rodriguez?
A one-year outfielder who's going to hit 30 home runs. But what they tried to do was fortify the right side of the offense, get two right-handed power hitters. The catching first base thing, Rutschman's the catcher right now. Basayo is going to be a DH kind of can-he-make-it guy. I think he'll be more of the DH in the early going. One thing about Alonso, he plays 155 games.
Okay.
He plays every day.
Okay.
He's not... Now, whether they can say, we want you to DH once a week in the effort to keep you, you're 31 now, you're 32, you're 33.
Yeah.
They signed him through, he's 36. They're going to pay him $35 million when he's 36. He will be a DH when he's 36. I mean, he just will be.
So you think right? there's a world where we keep all three of those guys, Rutschman, Alonso, and Baseo. They're all going to be on the team.
This year? Sure.
This year, yes.
Oh, sure.
Right, because we still have...
Rutschman. Oh, my God. Basayo's got $78 million. Rutschman's got years.
Yeah.
Now, would they deal Rutschman away? That would make Basayo the catcher.
Yeah.
They don't want Basayo to catch.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought he could
He's
catch.
He's a bat.
Okay, okay. Now
He's a hitter who can catch.
Here's one more.
And that's what you do at AAA. Then when you get to the big leagues, when you're a hitter who can catch, they find a catcher and do something else with you.
Okay, right. okay. Okay, here's one more thing, and this name does not come up, but I don't forget. What about my boy, Jeremiah Jackson, who was the best hitter on the team last year?
He's the Swiss Army knife.
I
think they envision him as a guy that's going to get 200 to 300 at-bats.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and he would be a Sunday right fielder and DH and move around the outfield, but...
Because people forget, he was the best hitter on the team last year.
For a minute.
For a long minute.
Well, Trevor Rogers and Kyle Bradish are expected to win 20 games each this year.
Yeah,
right? I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
And Rodriguez was in the hall of possibilities, and he's gone now.
I know.
Which really speaks to how little they thought of him.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't come back to burn us, because he was a talent. Like, when he pitched... He was really good.
If he turns into Jake Arrieta, they're going to have a lot of explaining.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're going to have a lot of explaining.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see. But anyway, I'm very excited about Alonso. It's just nice. It sends a message. There's excitement among the fans. And it's nice to be on the winning side of one of these deals. Like you say, it's always like...
You like me. You
yeah,
really like
real,
me.
And I think you're absolutely right, because we have this young core of talent. Who wouldn't want to be...
Well, he thinks he can win here.
Who would... Right.
Oh, good. Well, great. That leads to you and I believe in we think we can win here.
Yeah.
Max Weiss is here. I love her because she's just a fan.
Yeah.
And, all right.
That's
so,
it.
So, look.
That's just a fan.
You're not going to be happy with me, and we're going to get at it here. Okay. I was going to start with this, but the whining about the officiating.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't. No. Don't do it.
Look,
just don't go down that road.
I agree with you.
Slippery slope.
And I wrote about this for Baltimore Magazine, and I even said... It all evens out in the end. You're going to get some calls that go your way and some calls that don't go your way. But this was particularly egregious because the Ravens were on the comeback charge. They had all the momentum. They throw a touchdown. It's ruled a touchdown. And then suddenly...
The ball.
This is something I truly don't understand.
I think they got the other two calls wrong, by the
this
way.
Is some,
I think Rogers' arms were out here. I don't know
right,
how he get
exactly.
that possession, right?
So,
and then, obviously, the thing at the goal line, they've already admitted
right,
that was
right.
a bogus call.
But, okay, let me add, and this, maybe it's just I don't understand the rules. you can get a touchdown while falling out of bounds.
Nobody understands rules.
Tippy toes.
Don't make me two toes in,
you're falling out of bounds. You can get a touchdown by just pushing your arm over the goal line.
But you have possession of the ball when it crosses the line.
Right. Well,
so you don't need a foot over. You need the ball to cross. So here's the deal.
He had the ball in
but
the end zone.
But he had possession.
He took two steps. And you could almost argue that when the ball got knocked out, it was just because he relaxed.
He didn't maintain possession of the ball.
No. It was almost like he relaxed because he knew he had the touchdown. And then here's the other.
Like last week when he relaxed and gave away the ball at the goal
line.
Well,
maybe.
Maybe he's got a relaxing problem.
This is the other thing. How about the fact that the mic was off when they overturned the touchdown? I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think M&T Bank Stadium would have lost its freaking mind. But they didn't know what was happening because it was like, surely they're not overturning that touchdown. There was just confusion.
$25 billion industry. Can't make the mics work.
Anyway, look, I agree with you. Complaining about the refs, it's for chumps. But in this particular game, if you're ever going to complain about the refs, this was the time to do it. I wrote a little article about it. I quoted a lot of people on Twitter. Also,
you're a Ravens fan. We don't whine. Come on.
Yeah.
This is Big Brother. This is I love you.
This game could not have been more important, right?
I mean,
it was for first place. You know, it was against our rival, and that was our game. We were going to win that game. We had all the momentum, and it was time for them to go home with their tails between their legs. And instead, the refs, they took it from us.
I admitted to Luke on Wednesday that I wish my mother was still alive. She'd be 107 now.
Yeah.
She was 98 when she died. I have videos of her in the backseat of the car driving her to breakfast on Sunday.
Yeah.
After we got eliminated. And she's sitting in the backseat. 95 years old, all 4'6", 72 pounds of her. And I put the video camera. I have video of this.
Yeah.
She's like, Steelers cheated. They cheated us. They screwed us. I can hear my mother saying that. So.
Yeah, well.
I missed that call this week from my mom saying they screwed us. So I got you instead.
Yeah, well, mommy.
They screwed us.
Is right. Wherever she is watching us, she knows that I am right.
And, she told Mike Tomlin he was a cheater. When she met him, too.
Yeah.
They cheat. Steelers cheat.
Do
That's
they
what she
cheat?
Said. She said the Steelers cheat. I got to find that video. I got to find
That's
the video
cute.
That.
But what was she accusing them of doing?
Cheating.
Just cheating. Just general.
Well, she was 95. She just knew, like, she loved football, but she just knew they were cheating.
I love that.
Because the announcer said they were cheating. It's perfect.
Okay, that's cute.
Who do the announcers work for, Mom? Ravens? Oh, they must be cheating, I guess. Max Weiss is here. She runs Baltimore Magazine. What's on the cover next month? Movies?
Next month is the movies. Yes, it's Once Upon a Time in Baltimore, written by
Yours
Truly.
Can you give me anything, Tom Davis, from the... No?
No, I don't want to oversell it. It's just a cute little anecdote. It involves...
He met Al Pacino, though, right?
He met Al Pacino, just pick up the article, read it. Like I said, I talked to Barry Levinson.
He said they reshot the scene 100 times, right? Is that what it was? No?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Tom Davis will be in the Baltimore Magazine next month. I got to get up and stretch out. My thanks to everybody here at Deep Pasquale's. Joe, Domenico, Darren the Sausage King was here, Pete Carinci was here, Max came over. You're like a shut-in. I mean, I get you out, and you walk in, you're like, it's like Italy. I feel like I'm in New York. It's Deep Pasquale's.
I live in North Baltimore. I don't get here
get
that often.
Get some manicotti and take it home. Do something for yourself
here,
all right?
I shall.
What do you when you come into town, what do you want here? Like, what's the thing you want?
When I think Deep Pasquale's, I think, like, an Italian sub kind of thing.
Man, I'm seeing spinach come out of here and peppers and sandwiches.
Yeah.
And got some pastrami.
Food. I may bring some stuff.
I'm going to go get some food. And we're here at Deep Pasquale's. We're going to be at Honey's on Friday. Going to be at Costas in Dundalk next Thursday with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock. We're going to be honoring my dear friend Ed Lauer, who had a heart transplant a few weeks ago. Ed can't be with us, but I think his brother-in-law Jay is going to come over, and we're going to sing some songs and have some fun. Next Friday, we're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA with Dan Rodericks, Feast of the Seven Fishes with my cousin John Shields. And then on Monday at Planet Fitness, trying to work it all up. I hit the Planet Fitness people. I'm like, you know, every year I watch New Year's Eve with with Cohen and Anderson Cooper, and they always had the Planet Fitness hats and the And I said, can we get those? And they're like, yeah, we're going to get the New Year's Eve hats. So it's going to be our New Year's show.
Okay.
On the 22nd for Christmas. And I made a big decision here in the last couple hours. I've had Ostrowski's Polish sausage all my life, going back to the Gibson family in Dundalk. But they actually have kielbasa here at Di Pasquale's. It's Polish-Italian. It's really, really good. So I'm going to take some kielbasa home and celebrate the holidays. Do you have kielbasa and sauerkraut on the holidays or no? Not proper?
I mean, that's not really a Jewish tradition.
Let's make it one.
You know what? I love sauerkraut with my Thanksgiving meal, and that is completely...
But you don't do kielbasa in it.
That is completely... No, that's completely a Baltimore thing. Like, we did not have sauerkraut with our Thanksgiving meal in Baltimore. I mean, in New York when I was growing up. And now it totally makes perfect sense. You've got all the sweet stuff. You put something a little vinegary in with your corn pudding and your sweet potato. I mean, it's brilliant. Kudos to Baltimore for coming up with that one.
Sauerkraut added to the meal. It's perfect.
Yes.
It's going to be a perfect holiday around here. Ho, ho, ho. Back for more on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor, and we are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. The next segment will be good, but not as good as Max and I. Stay with us.